This is Akashvani, the news read by V.C. Pramod. Amid ongoing escalation between Israel and Hamas, Lebanon's Hezbollah militant group fired dozens of rockets today at three Israeli positions in a disputed area along the country's border with Syria's Israeli-occupied Golan Heights. The group said in a statement that the attack was in solidarity with the Palestinian people. In response to this, Israel's military fired back at the Lebanese areas and warned Lebanon's Hezbollah movement not to get involved in the fighting. Meanwhile, Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu has threatened to turn Gaza into a deserted island. He asked its residents to leave now. Earlier, the Israel Defense Forces launched Operation Swords of Iron after the death toll in Hamas attack rose to more than 300, with 1,500 injured. Israeli Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu strongly attacked Hamas and declared war. In response to the deadly Hamas attacks, the Israeli Defense Forces launched an operation hitting 17 military compounds and four operational command centers belonging to Hamas in the Gaza Strip, killing more than 230 people. Meanwhile, world leaders have also condemned the ghastly attack on Israel by Hamas terrorists. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has expressed solidarity with Israel and said that India's thoughts and prayers are with the innocent victims and their families. In flash floods hit Sikkim, death toll rose to 30, including 9 Indian Army personnel. State Disaster Management Authority, SSDMA, confirmed that 81 people are still missing after the glacial-fed Lonak Lake in North Sikkim, which triggered a flash flood in Tista River Basin on the 4th of this month. Union Minister of State for Home Affairs, Sri Ajay Kumar Mishra, called on Chief Minister Prem Singh Tamang at his official residence, Ming Tok Gang, this morning. During the meeting, they discussed rescue, recovery and restoration efforts required in the wake of the recent flood crisis. The Indian Air Force celebrated its 91st anniversary in Prayagraj, Uttar Pradesh today. As part of the celebrations, IAF organized the ceremonial parade at the Air Force Stadium, Bamroli, at Prayagraj. The parade was reviewed by Chief of Air Staff, CAS, and Air Chief Marshal V.R. Chaudhary, Chief of Defence Staff, General Anil Chauhan, the General Officer in Command of Central Air Command, Air Marshal R.G.K. Kapoor, and other dignitaries also graced the occasion. AIR correspondent reports that Chief of Air Staff, Air Chief Marshal, unveiled the new IAF ensign at the parade. CAS added that the theme for this year's Air Force Day is IAF Air Power Beyond Boundaries. President Draupadi Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar and Prime Minister Narendra Modi today extended their best wishes to all air warriors and their families on the occasion of Air Force Day. A Central Bureau of Investigation, CBI, raid is underway at Bengal Minister Firhad Hakim's residence over civic body recruitment scam. Earlier, the Enforcement Directorate, ED officials, raided the house of West Bengal Food and Supplies Minister Ratin Ghosh in connection with the alleged corruption. According to a CBI official, the raid is being conducted in connection with illegal municipal recruitment in Group C and Group D posts. In Karnataka, 14 people were charred to death when a major fire broke out at a cracker shop come godown at Attibeli yesterday. The place is about 10 kilometers from Hosur in Tamil Nadu. In Afghanistan, death toll crosses 2,000 while several others injured after a powerful earthquake hit the western part of the country near the Iranian border, said Ministry of Disaster. A 6.3 magnitude quake struck about 40 kilometers from the western city of Herat at around 11 local time. Many buildings were damaged, trapping people under rubble, and there were at least 3 powerful aftershocks. The province disaster management chief Mosa Ashari told reporters that so far more than 1,000 injured women, children and elderly citizens have been injured and about 120 people have lost their lives. In the fifth match of the ODI Cricket World Cup today, Team India will start their campaign against Australia at M.A. Chidambaram Stadium in Chennai. The match will begin at 2 p.m. Yesterday, South Africa defeated Sri Lanka by 102 runs at Arun Jaitley Stadium, New Delhi. In another match, Bangladesh defeated Afghanistan by 6 wickets at Dharamshala. And that is the end of this news bulletin.